Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. Well, now I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. Well, now I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Today we are going to look at a story that's as captivating as it is inspiring. The journey of the wise men from the East. You've probably heard about their trek to find Jesus, but have you ever stopped to think about the faith it took for them to leave everything behind and follow a star? Their story isn't just about a journey. It's about seeking something greater, someone greater. In this devotional, we'll explore how their determination and worshipful hearts can challenge and encourage us to seek Jesus with the same passion. This isn't just about Christmas traditions. It's about God's incredible love, His fulfilled promises, and His invitation for you to go deeper in relationship with Him. So, wherever you are, at home, on the go, or in a quiet moment, let's open our hearts to be inspired by this timely message. Again, the topic is the wise men's journey of faith, and our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 2, from verse 1 to 2.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, verse 2, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
Today, let's take a moment to pause and reflect on the wise men's journey of faith. Their story is a powerful reminder of what it means to seek Jesus wholeheartedly and worship him with everything we've got. From our Bible text today, we read, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Think about it. These magi, often referred to as wise men, embarked on a long and an uncertain journey. They saw a star, only a star, but that was enough to spark faith in their hearts. They believed it pointed to something greater, to someone greater, the King of Kings. Imagine the courage and faith it took to leave the comfort of their home, travel across deserts, and face dangers along the way, all to find and worship Jesus. Let me ask you, what are you willing to leave behind in order to seek Jesus today? The wise men didn't just come to observe or satisfy their curiosity. No, their goal was clear, they came to worship. That's the heart of faith. Seeking Jesus with the intention to bow before Him, to honor Him as the Lord. let's look at three intriguing lessons that we can learn from these wise men. 1. Faith requires action. James chapter 2 verse 17 reminds us that faith without works is dead. The wise men could have stayed home and marveled at the star, but faith stirred them to move. What's the star in your life right now? Is God calling you to step out in faith and seek Him more deeply? Maybe it's through prayer, studying His word, or showing His love to others. Don't let fear or doubt hold you back. Seek Him today with your whole heart. 2. Faith seeks the truth. The wise men didn't settle for hearsay. They came asking, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" They sought truth, not opinions or rumors. In a world full of distractions and half-truths, are you pursuing the truth found in Jesus? John chapter 14 verse 6 tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When we seek Him, we find clarity, purpose, and life abundant. 3. Faith leads to worship. When the wise men finally found Jesus, they bowed down and worshiped Him, offering their best gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Here's something to think about. What are you bringing to Jesus today? Is it your time, talents, or treasures? Worship isn't just a Sunday morning activity. It's a lifestyle of honoring God with everything we have. The Christmas story reflects God's overwhelming love and faithfulness. The star, the journey, the manger, all of it points to God's invitation for us to draw near to Him. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus came to bridge the gap between us and God, fulfilling His promise to bring salvation to all who believe. Time for reflection. As we celebrate this season, take a moment to ask yourself, am I actively seeking Jesus in my daily life? What steps of faith is God calling me to take? Today, let the wise men inspire you to go deeper in your journey with God. Their faith was not passive, it was bold, determined, and worshipful. And the same God who guided them by a star is there to guide you. As you go today, make a decision to follow Him in faith and in truth, just as the wise men sought Him and found Him. And I pray as you seek Him today, you will also find Him in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the incredible example of the wise men, who sought your Son with faith and determination. Their journey reminds us of the importance of seeking you above all else and offering our lives in worship. Lord, we ask for the same kind of faith, a faith that moves us to action, a faith that seeks truth, and a faith that leads us to worship you fully. I pray for every listener today. Whatever challenges or uncertainties they may be facing, remind them that you are their guiding light, just as you guided the wise men with the star. Help them to trust in your promises and to draw closer to you each day. Bless their efforts as they seek you, Lord. Give them strength for the journey, clarity in their decisions, and joy in knowing that you are with them every step of the way. May their lives reflect your love and bring glory to your name. As we go today, we ask that you be with us, guide us and bless us in all we do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Amos chapter 7, chapter 8 and chapter 9. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 7. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.